Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my house.
Welcome everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. It's Scotty Villa, Monday Night Mike, Toyota Tom. We are back for another fantastic edition of the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got a fun one for you because, yeah, we got an interview today. We are talking Reaper Pro Wrestling. If you haven't heard, well, you should have heard. But Reaper Pro Wrestling having their debut show this week, this Friday in Moose Jaw. We are joined by Aaron. He is the creator, owner. He's got a whole list of credentials. Owner of Reaper Fitness Group, which encompasses CEO Fit Supplies, Hustle Culture Fitness Club, Rest When Dead Clothing Company. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us here on the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is my first podcast. I've ignored a bunch of requests, but I figured I should finally face the music and get on one. So.
Ooh, hey, wow. Big round of applause for Aaron and Reaper Wrestling. Hey, here we go.
Plus, you guys bought tickets, so it's the least I can do.
I was going to say, we did kind of guilt you into it a little
bit. Yeah, maybe a little bit.
That's how we operate.
Exactly, right. Thank you so much for joining us. And the first question that comes to my mind is, what made you decide to start a wrestling company in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan?
Well, I bought this building for my gym and we had all the square footage left over. And I was looking at it, I'm like, well, I could put a wrestling ring in here. And then I had Jody, Threat, Crazy Steve, Jake something, and Cody Diener here last year for a photo shoot with Rest When Dead. And as soon as they saw the space too, they're like, wrestling business? And so I kind of just went from there. And I started planning it. And I mean, I have the space, so I don't have to rent a venue. That was kind of key for me, especially for the first few shows. It's it just kind of, I thought it would make life easier, but the renos went way above what I thought they would be. So it might've been cheaper just to rent 100 venues over and over again. But, you know.
I mean, you have to be able to use that space other than just the wrestling venue too, right? So it's kind of a win for you if you ever want to do other shows.
Yeah, that's true. Like, we're using it for the wrestling school right now as well. I'll probably open it up to the gym members down the road. But yeah, currently right now, it's all the seats are set up and it's like everyone else.
The Reaper Wrestling Arena.
I don't fix anything. Yeah.
Nobody look at anything in case it breaks.
Yeah.
I guess a kind of a hard question to throw at you. Second question in, but what's kind of your plans? What do you want from Reaper Wrestling? Do you want to keep it as it is now with the local guys and an amazing list of imported talent that you're bringing in, or what's your goal?
Well, my goal is for people to buy tickets. That's my first goal.
I mean, that's a good goal.
and I guess we'll see from there. We do have some other locations kind of scouted if need be. One in the States and one in Canada. So I think ideally Moose Jaw would be the home base, and every once in a while there would be kind of a show elsewhere. The talent that we got coming in, that's going to be long term. A few of them have signed multi-show deals with us, so it's not something I want to do that's like a one-off. Like you see a lot of companies bring in someone for a show and then that's the last time you see them. I want them integrated right into our storylines.
Well, that'll make Saskatchewan wrestling fans very happy. That's not something we've had too much
I hope so. It seems like the whole indie scene does the same thing, right? They fly someone in, they wrestle either the promoter or the promoter's buddy, and then you never hear from them again. So
do their shot, get their money.
Yeah. So I don't want to do that. I want to do something a little different and, you know, have them stick around and kind of just, you know, just be a part of the show.
What was the reception like from people when you started announcing this talent outside of, I guess, more local? Like Frankie Kazarian's a huge get. Like it's a massive name in my opinion. So what was that reception like when you started announcing all this talent? Because clearly for us, we were pretty high on the talent you were bringing in.
Yeah, it's been super interesting. Like our YouTube has almost 7,000 subscribers, and we don't have a single show. And the other thing is like with talent themselves, a lot of them are reaching out to me asking to be booked, which is kind of nice. So I can kind of pick through, and unfortunately you can't have everyone on a card, and I know that's going to upset a lot of people, but unfortunately it's just the way it is. You know, there's some names that we haven't announced yet, and some big plans for people we have announced, and it's gonna be fun. The reception has been good overall. I've got a lot of people coming to the first show that don't necessarily watch local indie shows, which is nice. So hopefully we can convert them to returning fans as well.
Coming off of Mike's question there with the big names that you've announced, a great reaction, and you saying talent are reaching out to you. Does that include the local talent saying, man, I would love to work with a Frankie Kazarian, a Jody Threat? Like, are you getting it from both sides of I would love a chance? If it's not this show, maybe the next show, or maybe we can work a story or something like that. That is that happening? It's got to be a good feeling if it is.
A few local talents. I'm getting a lot of more local indie guys from North America than Saskatchewan. No, there's been a few for sure. Yeah, and then, you know, there's been a few other people that aren't so local that have kind of been on TV or made a name in the indie scene that have been reaching out to, which is nice. So
I think what's been fun for me was I remember when Reaper Wrestling popped up on my Instagram, and I even remember we talked about it on the show. It was like, who the fuck is Reaper Wrestling? Where did these guys come from? And then just the kind of mystery that was behind it for a little bit, and then the talent that started getting announced, just watching the buzz that kind of was there at the beginning. Did you get a feel of that, or was it just all nerves?
No, I got it too. I think because I'm not really involved in the local scene, I had some connections with some TNA guys because of my clothing line.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I got it. So a lot of the ins, so yeah, it was interesting to see how people would take it for sure. But I think reception has been pretty good overall.
Yeah. It's been interesting to watch it grow. I got to be honest, when the name started getting announced, I was like, is this real?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, but we even got from listeners, we would get direct messages in texts about like, what is this company? Is this legit? And holy fuck, are you hearing who they're announcing? And anytime there's a new name announced, our DMs are starting to blow up from listeners and friends going, "Oh, like this is the real deal. They're bringing in real names." So the word is spread really, really well. We love talking about it, even just in our group chat. Just like, did you, like, Tom's on it right away. Did you see who Reaper just announced? Did you see who is coming up and could be at future shows? Like, and when people sign multiple deals, it's a talk of the town for us, which is it's awesome. We love the fact that it's local here in Saskatchewan, and we're getting big names. So that brings me to, you've got big names. You've got big names from TNA. You had some TNA wrestlers that were signed to your clothing brand that have now bled into Reaper Wrestling. How does that work? Like, were you a wrestling fan and just you developed this line and reached out to certain people to be part of that clothing brand, or how does that come about?
When I was 17, 18, I had a local independent promotion in Niagara Falls, Ontario. I was kind of a silent partner out of three, and the youngest, so no one listened to me at all. But there are a lot of big names end up working for that company before they were big names. Crazy Steve, Cody Diener, Eric Young, Kazarni worked for them as well, and a few others. So I got out of it. They kept running it. I actually stopped watching wrestling for years. And fast forward about 20 years, my buddy was relaunching the promotion. I became a sponsor of it. And I went down to see one of their shows, and I reconnected with Cody and Steve, and kind of how it came about.
Kazarni's a name I've not heard for a long time.
Yeah. He's still floating around, though.
Yeah, I saw him actually on a pay-per-view I watched a couple of weeks ago. It was in Vegas. That was wild.
Do you take on the role of Booker as well, Aaron?
Cody, so yes and no. I throw my ideas out, and Cody and Steve kind of keep me in line. So
gotcha. not bad, right? Like, we're a three-man podcast as well, so it's not single booking, but I just want to know what that looks like for you. You're just like, hey, I've got this space. I built this arena. My name attached to it.
So it's funny. So Steve is more on the creative end, and so I bounce a lot of ideas off of him. And a couple of weeks, he's been agreeing with everything I've said. And I'm like, hey, hold on. Like, you've told me my ideas have been shit for months, but what's going on here? So either we're on the same page now, or he's just given up. I haven't decided, but I got a good team behind me to keep me in line. Like Cody right now does backstage stuff for TNA as well. So I got, a really good team to help me out.
Nice. So, The one thing I've taken away from this interview, which relates to me just as a wrestling fan, is I look at that space and I go, that's perfect for whatever wrestling thing I've got going on. You looked at a space and go, I bet I can put a fucking wrestling ring in there, which to me tells me you're a fan. Have you been a fan your whole life? Did you grow up watching wrestling? Like, how does wrestling come into your life?
Yeah, like I was a super fan, and then I started the promotion. I stopped watching, but younger, I watched it all the time. I wanted to be a wrestler, and then, life gets in the way, and then it somehow sucks you back in. So that's kind of for better or worse.
You won't be taking a bump this weekend.
I'm in the training school that Sean is teaching. But I'm very adamant on promoters not working for their own promotions. Right. So you'll never see me in a Reaper ring. So
it's probably a good rule. One thing that
it should be followed more.
I think you're right. There's one thing since Reaper came around. I don't even know if I told you this yet, Scott or Mike, but there was a local wrestling fan who is at other shows that we're at that was absolutely convinced that Reaper Wrestling was being run by me.
Really?
Would not take no for an answer. And it wasn't until that it became obvious that the building was in a gym that they listened to me, that it wasn't me.
So that's been a big part of, like, who is behind Reaper Wrestling? And this being your first interview and podcast, one, thank you for that. Is that something that you're cool with it being mysterious, or do you want to be known as, this is my company, this is what I'm producing and putting out there, come out and support it, support local? How are you handling this this new venture where nobody really knows who's behind the show?
Yeah, it's I got mixed feelings on it. I'm very behind the scenes, in the shadows type individual, but I know I can't be while trying to get people to come to a show. So I'm kind of forcing myself to, you know, be a little bit more public, and do things that way. So yeah, I guess you will be hearing more from me in the future. Nice. As much as I hate it, it will be happening. So I'm like, even for example, with the wrestling school, like, it's not something that, I mean, I'm over 40 years old now and everything hurts every day. So bumping in a ring is not, you know, top of my list, but I like to know every aspect of everything I do. So if I'm going to be running a wrestling promotion, I want to know that kind of end of it as well, not just the booking or the business side of it. I want to know, you know, what they go through as well.
It's really smart. Speaking of that, the Grapple Factory, how has the reception been to that? Is there a great turnout? Good. Yeah.
Turnout has been, you know, we got a couple people interested. We have one, we have technically two other than myself that are in it. Yeah, we're going to do a bigger push after the first show. It's one of those things where we didn't know when we were going to start it. We started a little early because the ring finally showed up and we got it put together. so there was some extra time there. So we figured we'd start it early and then kind of do a big push after the first show. We're thinking about doing like a weekend tryout camp too. See if, because a lot of people don't want to commit without, you know, kind of fully knowing what's involved. So being able to, you know, spend a couple of days at like a boot camp thing works. The good thing about this training center is we do have the full gym attached to it as well, so it's kind of a blessing in that way.
It's your own PC, right? Like, it's your own performance center, really.
Yeah, I've heard horror stories about people kind of, you know, training in garages, and you know, the roof is too small so they can't do anything off the top rope or things like that. So yeah, we have a full training center that anyone that's in the school is welcome to use as well. So
now guys, hear me out. Good idea, bad idea. Segment for the pod. We do the boot camp.
Awful idea.
we do the awesome boot camp.
I will support this 100%.
Aaron's in for us going to the boot camp. You heard it here.
Yeah. I think Scotty,
I will waive the boot camp fees if you guys join the boot camp.
I think Scotty does the boot camp and I record it.
You bitch. Everyone's doing it.
I'm retired. Everyone, I'm retired.
I'm definitely doing it. I'll do the boot camp.
I wouldn't want to show you up.
We'll have to do a creative meeting on this because, you know, I don't want to hit my target heart rate every day. So
that'd be your target heart rate for the month, buddy.
Yeah, but that is cool. I love that idea of an open trial. Like, I work for a sports show in my daytime job, and hearing about football teams having open trials for people to walk on and try their hand, and every now and then somebody makes the cut, you know, and if somebody doesn't have the finances to do a full session or a full class, but if they can do a boot camp to be like, do I think I have what it takes to maybe chase a dream, something like what Reaper is offering right now for future boot camps and classes is a great idea for any wrestling fan that thinks that I may want to give it a shot.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have the money right away, but maybe you can afford the whatever we end up charging for the boot camp for 2 days, and then they like it and they're like, okay, this is something I do want to work towards and save towards, instead of dropping their money and then being like, this is awful, I can't do this. And then, you know, then they've just wasted all their money. And that's not good either.
Absolutely. We know in the future there's going to be more shows, and something that I've been a little bit nitpicky about with local shows that are either locally in the city or come through every now and then, it was I didn't like it if it was just matches for the sake of matches. When you're here regularly or quarterly, whatever it may be, I enjoy a storyline that kind of connects the dots as to why these two are really upset. Is that something that you guys are maybe thinking about for Reaper Wrestling?
100%. That's especially with locking in some guys long term. We have a bunch of storylines in the works that we're going to build off of. The biggest issue I find is bringing in these guys. We have to work around their schedules too.
Yeah.
So some storylines will take a little bit longer to kind of work out. Some don't. I've kind of based my shows around the TNA schedule, so I know when their schedule is, so I can have a lot of those guys coming back for shows. And then MLW as well, and kind of working with their schedule. So if I can stay away from those two, I'm usually pretty good.
And with the power of social media too, they can continue storylines by posting on their Instagram or Twitter. You know, there's so many ways to continue that on, even if they can't get back for a couple months or whatever it is. So I love that. I love hearing that there's going to be storylines, because that's what gets us all connected to wrestling and invested is the storylines. But love it.
Absolutely. I actually had two. I reached out today to do some promos for the June 27th show. We haven't announced it yet. There'll be posters up at the show, though. I think you guys know what it is. I sent you the spoilers.
I certainly do.
I think that will get that'll get a big reaction, I think. So.
Absolutely.
We talked about it a few times on the show today. You've got Frankie Kazarian coming in, Cody Deaner, Crazy Steve, Jody Fret, all these names that wrestling fans know. And obviously running wrestling shows is very expensive. So just indulge me for a second and assume that money is no issue. If you could book anybody, who would it be?
Were we talking on a return on investment? Because this is how my mind works.
how about we do one return on investment and one just for the fuck of it?
one for sure. And never say never on this one would be Jeff Hardy.
That would be insane. Is he even allowed in Canada?
Reaper can make it happen. Reaper can make it happen.
Eventually. Yeah. So
Jeff Hardy would be huge.
He was nice enough to even cut that promo and hype the show for us. So I think I have a pretty good working relationship with him. So as long as WWE doesn't snag him up and he doesn't put me in the poorhouse, that would be number one on the list.
Just tell him we'll pay him in deja vu chicken.
You can pay me in deja vu chicken.
Oh, yeah. Hey, deja vu, if you're listening, give Reaper money.
That's right.
We'll bump for chicken.
I'll bump
I'm
again,
in, brother.
That'll I'll bump in, again for chicken.
That gets us to the boot camp.
Frig. I have a different take when I'm watching wrestling. I think because I haven't watched it religiously for so long, I don't have any attachments in a sense that I'll watch someone wrestle and I could be like, I don't like them, and they could be, you know,
that's fair,
you know, over while backstage with the boys or whatever, but I don't know that, and that's kind of a blessing to me. So I have no kind of I'm not stuck trying to appease people, or so, you know, maybe they had a better style before or something, but now, you know, they're maybe not as entertaining, but I'm only seeing them now and I don't remember the past. Things like that, I think, kind of help me, maybe hinder me sometimes, but I think overall I can look at someone and be like, not interested, without having to play the politics of it all.
So yeah, and if you can somehow manage to stay out of wrestling politics, that would be fantastic.
I don't think that's possible, but I'll do my very, very best.
Well, how do you, is there issues in Saskatchewan where you're starting up a brand new independent company And there are a couple others that run through Saskatchewan or ones that work strictly in Saskatchewan. Are you catching any heat from anybody or people asking, are you, hey, you're on in my territory, brother? You get any of that?
I've heard there's a little bit of heat, but the way I look at it is it's going to improve the business. Either they're going to up their game or the wrestlers will up their game. And with me bringing in a lot of top talent, I think it'll also help showcase locals. I know I'm getting a little bit of heat for not having a lot of locals on the show, but I think that slowly integrating them is better for the overall business than just throwing them all on the show now, because that's what's happening everywhere else.
It's the best mindset. I actually kind of like that you said that. Yes, there is a talent pool here you can pick from, but what's going to separate you from other promotions is the idea that you're getting the talent you are. And not everyone's going to work in that mix, but it's not to say you won't bring this talent in, but I have to say you've booked a hell of a first show.
Yeah, I mean, well, let's face it, there's just a handful of talent in Saskatchewan, so, and everyone's using them, so everyone has the same roster, right? So that was one thing I was kind of, you know, trying to do, is have a different roster than everyone else's as well.
The thing that I wish more people in Saskatchewan would understand, and this is probably going to get me heat, but that happens all the time, so fuck it. But there's enough room in Saskatchewan for all of this shows. Like,
yeah,
we're coming to you on Friday, and then we're going to CWE. What is it? 12 days later.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't need to be a thing. Like, there's enough wrestling fans in Saskatchewan that everybody can get along. They don't have to be friends, but like,
and it's all affordable. It is.
Yeah.
Both these shows are very, very affordable. It's who doesn't want to go to Moose Jaw on a beautiful long weekend? Cause I'm pumped. We're making a day out of it. Like, we're going to have a great time, and it's all affordable. You can bring families, friends, whatever it is. That some of the, you said earlier that some people were coming that aren't wrestling fans. And sometimes those crowds make the best crowds because they're blown away by the action that they see. They get behind the wrestlers that they want, and it just makes for a lot of a fun and a great environment. So there's more than enough room in our province for everybody.
We tried to, we even had, I don't know if you guys caught it, but there was group rates for hotels as well for people coming out of town.
I did see
at one point. So I even tried to line up bus lines and talk to bus lines to see what they would do, and not one of them got back to me. So I don't know why bus lines are failing in Saskatchewan. we're trying to keep the prices reasonable. Extremely hard to do when we're bringing in the talent that we are. So I hope everyone just buys lots of liquor and merch and
nice
and helps make up for it.
For the liquor and the merch and anything else, is it cash only, or we got debit? What do we got?
No, we get a debit credit, because I mean, I got another good positive thing about being in the same building as my gym and store is we have the debit machine and everything. Nice. So we'll bring that over.
Reaper Wrestling, where can we get tickets?
I guess tickets online at reaperwrestling.com, then, or at CEO Supplements, in the same location as the show, 754 Fairford Street West in Moose Jaw. We can also buy merchandise online at reaperwrestling.com. Shipping is $750 flat rate or free over $120.
We can't wait. This show, we've been talking about this show for quite a while. Mike and I took the day off work. Like, we're not doing anything that day, but getting pumped to hang out, go watch some pro wrestling in Moose Jaw. It's Reaper Pro Wrestling's debut show this Friday in Moose Jaw. What are the socials where everyone can find you?
Oh yeah, I don't even know how to use Facebook, but it's attached to my Instagram at this point. So whenever I post on Instagram, goes to Facebook. Instagram is at Reaper Wrestling. I think YouTube is, youtube.com/@ReaperWrestling. Those are our two main ones. And then obviously the website, ReaperWrestling.com.
Everyone go check it out. Sign up, like, subscribe, share, check out the lineup, check out the merchandise. We've got a brand new wrestling company here in Saskatchewan, and everyone should get out and support it. Check it out. Aaron, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you again.
Oh, perfect.
And this has been great. We can't wait to check out Reaper Wrestling this week in Moose Jaw.
Appreciate it. I'll see you guys on Friday. Welcome to my music tonight. Show me what you do now.
To my house. It's my house. Yowie wowie.